أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've just done Surah Hud, and so today I'd like to talk about Prophet Hud. Now, Prophet Hud, I'll start off with the great-great-grandson of Prophet Nuh, whose name was Ad. Now, the descendants of Ad had got together and they had built themselves these towns or cities where the land was really fertile. They had settled in the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. And amongst the sandstone mountains of Yemen, they had made a beautiful city called Iram. And Iram was known as the city of pillars. They had used their physical strength, their advanced technological skills. And my goodness, they had just made some awesome residences and monuments in the mountains. However, this technological, agricultural, military advancement that they had was not the same when it came to their moral stance and their religious stance. They were arrogant and unjust, and some of them who were good were just waiting for the savior that Prophet Nuh had promised who would come amongst them. Now, Prophet Hud was born into a prominent family of Iram and commanded a lot of respect amongst his people. He was wealthy, he had an awesome lineage, but he was impeccably honest and he had awesome integrity. Like his people, he spoke Arabic and he resembled Prophet Adam. He was dark-skinned, had a head full of hair and was very, very good-looking. Now, his name, Hud, is derived from the Arabic word for guidance because he was destined to guide his people out of the darkness towards Allah. So he began his prophetic mission at the age of 40 with the words, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah. Leaders of his community didn't like it because they said God would have sent down angels, not a mere human being. They called him a liar and accused him of abandoning the ways of their forefathers. In fact, they beat him up so much that there were times when he was unconscious for a whole day. He raised his hands up in dua and said, Ya Allah, I did as you commanded. Look what they do. Jibreel comes to him and says, Your Rabb orders you to persevere in your mission. But they continued to defy him and they would say, you know what? The gods of the people of Noah were weak. Our gods are strong. Look at how much we have. See how powerful we are. They had a drought for 7 years and he pleaded with them to ask for forgiveness. Just ask forgiveness, he said, and your Rabb will send down rain upon you. There was a group of farmers who came to be able to tell him that maybe we should ask for forgiveness, but he wasn't home. And his wife told them, if the God who caused this drought really listened to my husband's prayers, do you think his own crops would be scorched by the heat of it? Dejected, they went away. The people of Ad got even more arrogant and he warned them of a looming punishment, but they didn't hear. Allah ordered him and those who believe to leave Iram. And they could see these ominous clouds on the horizon, but they said that was rain. Prophet Hud and those who believed in him left Iram when they realized that their people would just not listen. And just as they left, for the next 7 nights and 8 days, there was a hurricane that destroyed everything in its path. Prophet Hud and the believers moved and they settled down to Bakka, and he died there, where he appointed Prophet Saleh as the successor after him. He's buried near the Kaaba, which was built by Prophet Adam with the help of angels. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to be able to keep away from the traits of arrogance and rejection of divine messengers. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.